This is Brian McLeese with Convoy of Hope.
Thanks, everybody. I sure appreciate Randy and Julie's spirit, don't you? I mean, we've all benefited by being in fellowship and friendship with Randy and Fort Collins Church Network for all these many years now. Yeah. Your leadership and your kindness. We all want to be more like Randy. So, I just want to read something from the Word of God that came this morning as I was driving up. Is this not the kind of fasting I've chosen, to loose the chains of injustice and to untie the cords of the yoke, to set the oppressed free and to break every yoke? We have a yoke-breaking God. Is this not how I intend to share your food with the hungry and to provide the poor wanderer with shelter? When you see the naked, to clothe them and not turn away from your own flesh and blood, then your light will break forth like the dawn and your healing will quickly appear. Then your righteousness will go before you and the glory of the Lord will be your rear guard. Then you will call, and the Lord will answer. And you'll cry for help, and he'll say, "Here am I." If.
Yeah.
Randy knows that I've been stuck on the word if in recent weeks. If you do away with the yoke of oppression, with the pointing finger and malicious talk, and if you spend yourselves on behalf of the hungry and satisfy the needs of the oppressed, then your light will rise in the darkness and your night will become like the noonday. The Lord will guide you always. He will satisfy your needs in a sun-scorched place and will strengthen your frame, and you will be like a well-watered garden, like a spring whose waters never fail. And your people, well, they're going to rebuild the ancient ruins and will raise up the age-old foundations. And you will be called repairer of the broken walls, restorer of the streets with dwellings. God bless the reading of his word.
What is the reference?
That's from Isaiah 58. I'm glad you asked. The things I just want to share with you this morning are, you got to think about the human stories behind some of these facts and numbers and the difference your participation has meant to hundreds and thousands of people in the last 2 years, literally. Global program breaks out into three parts in Convoy of Hope mission. And you might be wondering, how did we do during COVID? Well, we actually grew. We actually expanded. I can't name the sensitive countries that we're in to protect the safety of the beneficiaries that we're serving and the staff that we have in these places. But I can tell you that we are expanded in the last year alone. Bosnia, Eswatini, South Sudan, Zimbabwe, Israel, and Australia. And those are the countries I can name. Long time. Yeah, 29 countries now. And that's thanks to you and churches like you. Our goal for 2025 was to grow from 210,000 children being fed every day to 500,000. And I've been asked not to share the number, but I will text it to Randy because it'll be announced this Friday. And I can tell you this. It looks like we're well on our way to making it to 500,000 by 2025, far ahead of schedule. And that's during COVID. What we found, you know, not being able to go to these countries, we had put in place some of the things I'm going to reference now regarding empowering ladies, single moms, Many of them who haven't met the Lord and now know Jesus through our programs. But we weren't able to visit, but we set things in place regarding agriculture and business. And our friends in these countries actually expanded the programs during COVID when we couldn't visit. So it's working. I just want you to know we're not just fiddling around with the edges of things. These are programs that are getting the attention of governments who want to come and see how our farmers are doing what they're doing. And how many know it's Jesus' blessing? It's Isaiah 58. It's doing away with malicious talk and pointing the finger and setting your heart and your hands to doing something that will make a difference. We have a mantra we say around four words around conference: let's do the right thing. Let's do the right thing. So in agriculture last year, we trained 23,908 new farmers in 2021 alone. This breaks out into land restoration for soil health learned in the local church. Access to agricultural specialists made available through the local church. Developing market access for the farmers to sell their produce through relationships with the local church. Agricultural development and innovation was taught and enhanced through the local church. Livestock development through the local church. Crop enhancement and production on how to glean a greater harvest all through the local church. Small space gardens in urban centers around the world where there were food deserts even in the cities. They couldn't get access to fresh vegetables. They were taught how to have a small space garden through the local church. And in public schools, children were taught how to grow food at a garden at the school, which would be able to, they could reproduce at their own home. And for doing that, their test scores went up because they were eating fresh vegetables, and the church was invited to come and share about Jesus in a public school. That's what you guys were blessing through your partnership, which we could not be doing without Poudre Christian Fellowship and your prayer. In women's empowerment, we trained women and girls in 2021 to the tune of 35,314 in countries where women are largely oppressed and treated like property. Some of the countries where we are, the practice of child bridehood among kids who are 8 years old, so that we were able to set up a system to teach them about their dignity and their personhood and God's estimation of their hearts so that they could say no without retribution because they were being shared food through the public schools where this was taught. And if there was a violation, they could report it. And in order for the school to continue to receive the program, the school had to back up the little girl when she reported things. That's what you guys are about in your partnership. 23,096 girls were empowered and were introduced to Jesus in 2021. 3,451 economic empowerment, which is basically a business model that was financed through Poudre Christian Fellowship and churches like you for ladies to start their businesses. This last year, we were able to do a longitudinal study to show and for people to learn that after 5 years, many, many women saw a 200% increase in their annual income, some of them 300%. And after 5 years, 98% of the businesses they started were still running and successful. We're pretty excited about that longitudinal study. 8,767 family health empowerment moments took place through the local church. They came, they learned about nutrition, hygiene, things that you would take for granted. They were taught for the very first time. And 12,218 women were empowered through moms clubs, learning how to do things that we take for granted, how to play with your child. That joy is important in raising a healthy child. They learn for the very first time through the local church. Turning to disaster, the Philippines, I'm just going to pick like three areas because we were responded to well over 30 international disasters last year. Yeah, we'll get to that. But what was remarkable was Philippines had a record quiet year until the very end. It was a quiet storm season until Odetta, they called it Odetta in the Philippines, Raul. You may have heard about it. At the very, very end of the year, it snapped the streak of good weather, and it was so strong, it reminded people of, remember Haiyan in the Philippines in 2013 that decimated the country? There are people from Raul, Odetta, who are still without power. Our team has been navigating the challenges of that, including COVID, damaged infrastructure, loss of power in several communities. And they served more than 5,000 families in the immediate weeks after the storm, and by mid-January, 8,000 more families. That was all done because of generous churches like Buddha Christian Fellowship. The team has received requests for 35,000 more families to help. That's how big this last storm was at the end of the year. Turning to Africa, things are happening there that aren't in the news, but I wanted you to be aware of the drought in sub-Saharan Africa, in the Sahel region. Convoy of Hope is running towards something that will be a tremendous disaster where millions could die of starvation, and doing it for years now and calling other agencies to join. In Mozambique and Tanzania, long-term humanitarian projects are involved in an effort to decrease food insecurity and raise the levels of resiliency in the crops so that they can withstand some of the things that are coming. But also to prevent starvation, Convoy of Hope in those two countries has provided 316,200 meals just in 2021 because of the situation being so dire, along with agricultural training to 523 Tanzanian families whose crops have been destroyed by a locust infestation. So you don't see that kind of thing in the news, but the people you're investing in, this small little engine that could in Convoy of Hope, is being led by the Holy Spirit to monitor where we can point the resources to prevent starvations from increasing in the coming decades. In August of last year, we all witnessed something horrifying in Afghanistan. And without naming countries, if I just say Southern Asia, 9,000 people that we're in contact with have left Afghanistan, fled the country, and are in refugee camps. And they are being, many of them, employed by Convoy of Hope to set up food distribution and get a salary for feeding and caring for the people in the camps. 9,000 families have been ministered to through your participation in, I'll just say, Southern Asia. And 656,000 meals have been distributed in those refugee camps by mid-January. So the number's north of that now. But I always want to give you just what I know to be certain. But isn't that something to be praising the Lord for? Just in this country alone, as Randy referenced, we were not able to conduct a lot of our community events that we host, probably 60 to 70 major cities around the world, around the U.S., and then in many, many more rural communities through our rural initiative. But there are many, many folks who were underemployed due to COVID. So what does do the right thing mean? Well, we mobilized over 3,600 churches in the lower 48 to become points of distribution like you guys do in your food pantry. But we just did sort of food pantry on steroids, because what we have now is a partnership with over 400 corporations in the United States who are donating through Convoy of Hope, and they all have to sign off that they understand that we're giving away this food through local church and her human power, her human resources, to advance Jesus' gospel, or we can't partner with them. And it would surprise you who some of our partners are. It would shock you who some of our partners are, who simply want to have a humanitarian face on their corporation. And they cannot out-distribute the church. And they cannot mobilize volunteers like the church. Did you know the church can kick Coca-Cola to the curb when it comes to distribution? They have a goal spending billions of dollars to have every bottle of Coke opened within, at the point of distribution, 100 miles from where it's bottled. The church can blow that away. We can be in every neighborhood. We're in churches in places I can't even name in public where Coca-Cola can't be. And it's all because Jesus was right. The church is the key. The church will destroy the gates of hell. At the end of the day, it will be the church that he's coming back for. It's the church that he wants to see raised up and purposed to do what he wants to see done. The question is, do we care about what he cares about? So when COVID first hit, we set a goal of 10 million meals being distributed across the United States through the local church. I saw companies, huge companies, that you've seen the commercials bragging about, they're giving away 10 million meals. If you buy their sandwich, you know, it'll help them, which is great. We celebrate people getting food, right? Did you know the church, in partnership with you guys together, calling the Convoy of Hope to do the right next thing, served over 200 million meals all through local church, which set up opportunities to pray with people. You ask this question, can I pray with you right now? That's what you guys are leveraging in your partnership. And we're just so honored to work together with you. I just know that right now we're living in a time where kindness is nearly a sign and a wonder. And when I read Isaiah and the conditions he's put on us stopping the pointing of the finger and the malicious talk and setting ourselves about lifting the oppression, and then Paul in Galatians 5:15, he says, stop devouring one another. The bickering and the infighting. You know what? That's not happening in the Ukraine this morning. You know why? Because there's a clear common enemy. And it's not just Russia. It's the spirit behind what's energizing a certain enemy. In a nation where the national average income is $12,000, Mr. Putin has been reported to be worth as much as $200 billion. That is what we're talking about. Behind that, where there's a love of money, is a root of evil. And the church is united this morning. I've been watching on YouTube worship services from friends, you know, in the Ukraine who happen to be a part of the denomination I'm part of, from the Vineyard churches holding worship services. And they are leading people to Christ because of the impending threat. They're not fighting with one another. They're unifying. And they're saying, enough. So I want to be a part of that. I want to be a part of that. And if it may help you to know that a Convoy of Hope is distributing within the Ukraine, the nation Ukraine, among the displaced, there's already food been distributed since 3 days ago. And for those who are fleeing the country, there's food and resource being distributed, hygiene kits, in kindness. Thanks to what you're doing. My dad was a combat medic, from born and reared on a ranch outside Chugwater, Wyoming, up I-25. You may have seen Chimney Rock. That's my dad's old homestead. And in World War II, he was on an aircraft carrier, and this is it, Randy. I'm letting you know I'm ending. He didn't even know the Lord. And their aircraft carrier was kamikaze. While my dad was in the OR caring for a wounded patient, and they heard the abandoned ship order given over the PA on board the USS Bellawood. And that patient that was receiving care from my dad said, just began to sob, said, please, don't leave me. And an unsaved combat medic that did not know Christ said, if this ship goes down, we'll go down together. Now, we're not going down, people. But there's something about the spirit of a friend who'll say that, that the church needs right now. And we need to say it to a world that's lost and doesn't know there's a Savior. There's hope for every person because Christ said, aren't you glad I'm not afraid of failure? That's the Jesus we serve. And I'm so glad to represent him together with your church and your pastor. May God bless you guys. Jesus' name.